a celebration of volunteering at Woking's WWF Living Planet Centre.
I used to rule the world, seas would rise when I gave the word. Now in the morning I sleep alone, sweep the streets I used to own.
Green Oak Housing Association, they put forward £10,000 to give to local charities and good causes in their search for those unsung heroes who give up their time for all sorts of charities across the local area. On the 6th of July, a special ceremony was held to recognise these volunteers. Proceedings were opened by Councillor Graham Cundy, the Mayor of Woking.
Woking has a great history of volunteering, and we have many organisations getting involved in the community and making a difference. The benefits can be a two-way street. It gives as much pleasure to give as to receive.
Jonathan Lord, the MP for Woking, was also present and had a few words to say to the assembled crowd.
So a huge thank you, not just to the winners, not just indeed to the organisations represented here today, but to, on behalf of all of us, let's thank all of those who give their time, their energy, their skill to give to other people outside of their immediate family and neighbours. It's very special. As I say, I think in Woking we are very, very fortunate. So huge congratulations again. Keep up the good work and thank you. Thank you.
Jenny Hyde from CAB in Woking was recognised for her amazing 36 years volunteering. She told me a bit about her work with a CAB in Woking.
I have been an advisor and a supervisor. To be an advisor, you have to be able to love people, to listen to people, which some people don't get at all.
No.
And to be ready to take a challenge. The managers and the volunteers all work together to make it a very happy place to work. And I have enjoyed every minute of it. It's such a nice thing if you've got someone comes in crying and when they go out they're smiling.
And I bet that makes it all worthwhile for you, doesn't it?
To see. Very worthwhile. Yes. I love it.
Excellent. Well, how did you first get involved then? What made you want to join the CAB?
I moved to Woking in 1975 and I worked at Mencap, and I love working with the children. But they needed someone to lead it who had, besides nursing, they needed someone with an education thing.
Yeah.
Someone said to me, go to Citizens Advice, you'll like it. And so I interviewed them. I had a bond of five interviewing me.
Oh, really? That was daunting, wasn't it?
It was. My husband said, it's a volunteer.
That felt like a Dragon's Den sort of moment, or
but
Apprentice
was,
or something. Yeah.
I was delighted to be accepted. And as I say, I learn all the time. There's always something new to it.
Well, I know that it's a wonderful world, from the sky down to the sea, but I can only see you when you're here.
Volunteer manager for Send Family Link, which is based at HMP Send, and we support the families of the prisoners at HMP Send. Yes, Betty Rhodes, our lovely play worker, who is 85 this year. She's been volunteering for 11 years with us. Amazing lady, really good.
That's amazing, so 85 years of age, and she's still doing the volunteering, and that's really inspirational, isn't it?
Really, really good, yep. The children love her. She just gets down with them, plays, does games, puzzles, always comes back down with a smile on her face and glitter on her face.
Yes. Yeah, we're there really to support the families of the prisoners, to help them, give them advice. It's quite a big thing to have somebody who's given a prison sentence and be the family as a social stigma. Children, only 5% of children are left in their homes if a woman is sent to prison. Has a huge, huge, huge impact on a family.
And how many volunteers have you got on your books at the moment?
Approximately about 40, 41.
So that's pretty amazing. I mean, when you add up all the hours that they're going to be given and the benefit they're going to bring to your organisation, I mean, you couldn't do it without volunteers, could you, really?
No, we couldn't run without volunteers. volunteers. We have volunteers in the visit centre that help us put people in. We have volunteers in our tea bar in the visit centre and in the prison, and our play workers. Yeah, they're absolutely invaluable.
Excellent. I'm sure Betty will be delighted with her award, won't she?
I think she's going to be absolutely delighted and shocked at the same time.
Does she know she was up for it, or was that her?
She knows she was up for it, but she's actually away, so I'm not sure that she knows that she's won it.
When I gave the word, now in the morning I sleep alone.
So I'm Jonathan Lord, and I'm the Member of Parliament for Woking. Lots of charities and other organisations present. I think I wanted to give a big prize to everyone, but I thought Green Oak, who have organised it and sponsored it, have been very generous. Terrific to have so many wonderful volunteers and their charities nominated. I hope we have even more nominated next year, and a real celebration, as you say, of the level of volunteering and charitable endeavour in Woking, which I think has always been high, but is needed now more than ever. And people have stepped up to the plate. It's a wonderful feeling to be the MP of a place where so many people do so much for others. As MP, you know, you get to see a lot of the troubles of a place. So people come to me with family problems, all sorts of issues to do with housing or disability or immigration status or financial trouble. You get to hear some really heart-rending stories. And there's no way that I could help people without the amazing backup of our volunteers and our senior charities.
And I'll leave the final word to the Mayor and the Mayoress of Woking.
Hello, I'm Councillor Graham Cundy. I'm Mayor of Woking, and my charity this year is Your Sanctuary. It's a charity about domestic abuse, and it's something that a lot of people know that they operate in Woking. They've been here now for 40 years, and they're celebrating their anniversary this year. So basically, the Mayor's charity has really two tranches. A, we can give them publicity, and B, we can provide them with a bit of cash.
Hello, I'm Sarah Cundy, Mayoress of Woking. Already I've come across two that I've never heard of before, and I think that indicates just how often people aren't aware that these people are getting up 2-3 times a week to go and do their volunteering, quite unsung. They just get on and do it. It's very humbling, really. And people are so committed. There's nothing in it for them except just to go out and do what they do, and they make such a difference. You can't say thank you enough, really. Because the days keep coming and they keep doing their jobs, and people still need whatever services they're offering. So it's endless, really, and we're just so grateful that they've got the energy and the thought to do it. Selflessness, really.
So well done to all the volunteers, not just the winners, but everybody who is recognised and everybody who volunteers across the Woking area. Thank you to Green Oak, £10,000 making a real difference to local causes.